You're listening to SBS News.
Kunanyi Mount Wellington towers over the city of Nipaluna Hobart. Rodney Dillon is the chairman of Aboriginal Heritage Tasmania.
Yeah, the mountains are a bearing point for, and a significant point, the shape of it, the face of it, the way that the clouds hang around it. When the mountain changes colour, you can tell them what the weather's doing by the colour of the mountain.
Since 2010, the Mount Wellington Cableway Company has wanted to build a two-car cableway with three towers to the summit of the mountain. Chris Oldfield was appointed chair of the company in 2018.
The fact is, according to Hobart City Council numbers, within a few years there will be 700,000 people a year going up the mountain. Currently, access to the mountain is on a road that can be quite dangerous.
The Tasmanian Aboriginal community has always opposed the construction of a cableway. Shani Reid is an Aboriginal Heritage Officer at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre.
The land itself is a part of who we are, and we are a part of the land. So these type of intrusive developments that really impact on that have a huge impact on the Aboriginal community.
The special meeting of the Hobart City Council last night to consider the development application by the Mount Wellington Cableway Company lasted more than 5 hours. 15 different community groups delivered passionate deputations, and in the end, the application was rejected, 9 votes to 3. Chris Oldfield says the Mount Wellington Cableway Company will take the next 2 weeks to decide if it wants to appeal the decision.
We will now have to consider that as directors of the company. There are a number of options available to us, but we would need to talk to our legal advisors, our environmental advisors and our planners, and decide where we progress from here.
But Shani Reid says the Tasmanian Aboriginal community wants the company to abandon the project completely.
We think that it should actually be trashed, put in the bin and never pulled out again.
More than 16,000 public submissions were made to the Hobart City Council ahead of last night's decision. Of those, 72% were against the development. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.